When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Okay, we're trying to consolidate some things here on the show in between as we wait for the governor to give us his daily press briefing at the bottom of the hour. You just heard from the mayor and that there. But let's talk to Peg Hendershot. She's with Career Vision. And you know, Peg, this is a time when a lot of us are spending a little more time than usual with ourselves and with our, you know, direct family members. And let's try to turn that into a good thing, because this is a time when you can also use this, and this is what you do at Career Vision, to think about the next phase of your life, to think about what that might look like, your unique skills, and maybe it's for you, a spouse, someone in your family, or a kid, like a college kid in your life. You guys help with that, and there are some things to sort of help us out with for the future, because these are uncertain times. Thanks for being on
WGN.
They
are uncertain times. How are you today?
You know, not too bad. It feels like lots coming our way. We just got our brains filled with all that data from the city, and I feel like sometimes, some days more than others, overwhelming, right? Overwhelming.
It is, and that's one of the things that's fun about what we do, is it really is a good time to take advantage of the opportunity to think about who am I, what are the things I really want to develop in terms of skills and knowledge and education, and how do I want to contribute in the workplace? And it takes a little time. We have a process that actually works for all ages, pretty much from high school through getting close to retirement years, and it's a little bit different for each age group. But we look at people's natural talents and abilities, creativities, reasoning styles, and combine it with other information to really help customize a personal career plan. And the thing that's kind of fun right now is, while our program can be done completely at home, in the comfort of your home on your own computer, we only provide services personally. In other words, it won't be just a written report you get. You will spend time talking with someone, understanding what the results of your assessments mean, and also really getting some support in terms of how do I explore these options. And it's a good time to think about a bright future and figure out, I'm in control, what direction do I want to go into?
That is comforting in a time like this, to feel that way. I mean, gosh, you know, what are some of the signs, though, Peg, that tell you maybe you're not in the right place? Obviously, a lot of people right now are facing unemployment and thinking about what my next steps are. Will there be a job for me when I get back? Maybe that's a time to reassess and think about what that, you know, that future might look like, what your unique skills are and what your aptitudes are.
That is a really good point. There's a couple of things. We've got a lot of kids who are sort of waylaid in their school plans, and this is a good time to really say, how do we make this optimistic? Where do we look at the future? We will go through this, and so you can use this time to make the best choices now. If you're already out in the workplace, the statistics on job satisfaction are not real strong. And so there's a lot of people who say, what can I do that I'm going to enjoy more, that I'm going to have more job satisfaction? And the aptitudes really allow you to reconfigure your work experience, your skills and knowledge, help you figure out where there may be a gap, what you can bring in. If you go to our website, careervision.org, there's a survey on job satisfaction that's free that people might find interesting to go through, because sometimes understanding what's working and not working about a job that you currently have can help you decide, maybe I just need to tweak something internally. So there's each situation is treated uniquely. But you're right. It's a good time to say, okay, what do I want to be doing?
Well, job satisfaction is, as you point out, it could be a number of things. It can be, hey, look, I just don't like the hours, I don't like this or that about it, but that sometimes you might find people who are in totally wrong fields and would actually thrive and be successful and more and happier in a totally different field. How often do you find that, Peg?
We find find it frequently, and frankly, we like to find, that's one of the reasons we started working with students, is the adults that we worked with said, gosh, I wish I'd known this when I was younger. So we still see it in the adults, but and we can help with that and reconfigure, and there's ways to go about it. Adults are more complicated because they generally have other people in their life, and decisions impact everybody. But we can make a difference. We actually have something called a situational consultation, which is really an hour chat with an expert. It's almost like a triage, trying to figure out what are the next best steps that somebody can take. And doing something like that can help you decide if a program like ours is appropriate, or we can make some recommendations on things that might be useful in other ways. But work is a performance environment. School is a performance environment, and they tap into different talents and abilities, different types of creativities. And actually, sometimes in some jobs, you don't want to, there may be an aptitude or an ability you don't want to have because it's not needed on the job. But if you're good at something and you don't get to use it, you can feel it's lost. Something's missing, and that can contribute.
Well, I think, like, in life, I'm sorry there, Peg. I feel sometimes in life and you get tracked, right? You whether you're in a career track or you're in a college track, you pick a major early when you're God knows how young and you have no idea. And then suddenly you just keep going down that track until you figure out, you know what, this isn't really, I'm not suited for this. I don't really, this doesn't fit my skills and I'm not really happy here.
So one of the things that's interesting is the workplace, and who knows what the new normal is going to be, has continued to evolve, and the pace of change continues to pick up speed. Employers are looking for people that know who they are, so that people are evaluating, yes, this is the right direction for me to be moving in. And so that self-knowledge piece alone allows you to work well with an employer, or to say, you know what, I'd be happy to contribute here, maybe short-term, but long-term, I'm really more interested in moving into the marketing area versus the sales area. And you can be explicit about why, what skills, what talents, and where your areas of potential are. So employers look for their bench strength to have a good sense of themselves, because they don't have time these days to totally do the diagnostic. So it's a real asset to understand what environments you're going to really shine in.
I know you just mentioned diagnostics, and that's like, you guys can go pretty darn deep if you want to on what people's, I mean, I've gone through this with you. It's like the aptitudes, and you really, really can drill down on the things on a very granular level of what people, you know, what they do and what you're best suited for. It gets really deep, Peg.
It's deep, and it's actually really fun because every single person is unique, and we're all like little puzzles. And there's actually more than one type of role we can take on and be good at. So it's not to feel like you're put in a box. It's really the whole process to help you understand how you can make the best decisions for yourself as you go forward. Although we're always there as a resource. We're a research organization, so we really like to know what our clients are doing. I'm actually working with kids of clients I worked with when they were younger. So it's a family affair for the students. We require parents to participate. So that would be a fun thing to do for families that are at home right now.
Yeah, it would be, because you're spending a lot of time together. And this is like, instead of saying, hey, you know, do something good or do something productive, this is something together you can work on that kind of make a big difference for the future.
Well, it makes a big difference in understanding each other. So we've had families where the student goes through it, and the next thing I know, I've got the parents going through it because they all want to understand each other better. So it helps with communication. It helps with motivation. I'm a parent. It can help with patience. So that it, you know, in a time of proximity, you can celebrate the strengths. Sometimes the focus is on what we need to fix or improve, but this is a time that kids can actually explore. This is a time when adults can explore, try something they hadn't wanted to do or had wanted to do, pick up a new hobby, read about something in more detail. Reading can make up for a lot if there's an area you want to transition into if you start to build an expertise. And there's a lot of good resources to gain some knowledge right now if you had a sense of direction.
sense of direction. I wonder if that often comes from sometimes parents, you know, meaning well intended, can try to drive their kids in certain directions. And I mean, we've seen this before. I've heard this happens. And then, you know, the kid might not even be well suited for that particular area of, you know, that career, right?
It's interesting. For some of the careers you can find, dad wants the son to be like them, but it's actually the daughter that has the profile, that should be going into engineering or some other area. So it's the discovery, the self-knowledge that gives you the direction, to let you move forward. And the cool thing is it also helps parents to understand and to be supportive, because we make assumptions, although your parents generally, when I work with them, there are some parents who are much more directive, but a lot of parents are reluctant to give too much direction in case it doesn't work out, and then it would be their fault. So the real skill and beauty is developing the capability. I understand myself, and I know there's an art and science. I know the steps. I know the things that I need to put in place to evaluate what are the best opportunities. The sooner you learn how to do that and work with really objective information, not, you know, somebody else's opinion, but things that are measured objectively, the easier it's going to be to make choices across the career, at whatever age. And so actually, as you learn to understand more about yourself, it's actually a good thing for people in management roles, because then they look at other people differently and they understand other people differently. So that self-knowledge piece is a component of respect and how do I find the right environment so I can make a good contribution.
Well, you're good at what you do. We know that. Peg Hendershot with Career Vision. Thank you for sharing with us today.
Thank you.